Here's some more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, about 10 minutes away from hearing the sound for the first time from Big Money. What is that? The jackpot is at $1,000, Kid Nation. But right now it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? That phone number you need to call us up and tell us about the quirky things you do and then ask us, does that make me crazy, is 800-KID-LIVE.
Punch it out, 1-800-543-3548.
Or you could spell it out, 800-5-GEEK-IT.
All those work.
Which makes no sense.
But
that's the only thing it's spelled.
That's it. That's how it'll go. From the text.
Yes.
This is interesting. My bidet brand name is Novita. So after a nice cleansing rinse, I always sing, Living Novita Loca, while washing my hands. Does that make me crazy?
A good crazy. I love it.
When you create song out of anything in your life.
I like
that.
That is cool, crazy. Welcome to the club. Love it. I'm going to check out those Novita ones.
It's finding happiness in the little things.
Yeah. When something just clicks right and now you got your own little thing after
or
a nice rinse.
Right.
Yeah, or rinse is right. Let's go to the phone here with Dustin. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Just chilling, man. What's going on? What's your deal?
Oh, not just taking my wife to the doctor's appointment this morning, but hey, I put mustard on gingerbread cookies. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Mustard on gingerbread cookies. Why did you start doing this?
So I was in elementary school back in the 80s, and we had hamburgers one day, and they had gingerbread cookies with it, and some of the mustard fell on a gingerbread cookie, and I ate it. And, hey,
been eating it ever since.
Changed his life.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh. I mean, I'm going to go straight off just from hearing that. Yes, crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
But I'm also curious.
Right. Well, you are by yourself on that one.
Dustin
we'll make a TikTok
it.
Out of it, and it'll become a trend. Maybe you'll finally go viral.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I give a shout out to my wife?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my name's Dustin Schutz, and my wife, Lori Schutz. Her birthday's is on the June 2nd. And I want to wish her a happy birthday.
There you go.
Happy birthday. What a good husband, Dustin. Yeah. Give her a big hug for us, too, for her birthday, okay?
All right, love you guys. See you.
Love you, too, buddy.
Love you, man.
See? I love when they say love you before we say love you, you know? Makes us feel loved. I was at the lake yesterday, and there was one of those grills with the grease popped on someone, and I saw this lady walking around with an arm sleeve of mustard. Because it got on her arm. And I guess.
Oh, to cool it down.
Yeah, you got to put mustard on a burn and then let it dry out, they said.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah.
Mustard's cold.
It's like a mustard poultice. Is it poultice?
I don't know, Kelly, but
poultice,
they said.
Is that the word poultice?
And you got to let it dry, apparently, and then you take it off. So
next
time you get a little burn, try the mustard. Let us know how it works out for you.
Or find a fire talker.
Or find a fire talker. That could work. What's up, Zeke?
Good morning, y'all.
What's up, man?
So what's going on, man? What's your crazy?
My crazy is when somebody puts things in the microwave and then they take it out before the time is finished, it just makes me clear every time.
Yeah.
The microwave has to be clear.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the numbers there. It doesn't bother me.
Nah.
But then you have to do the math if you have to time something out the next time.
Oh, man.
Or clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it borderline.
It's
crazy.
Like normal crazy because I feel you.
Yeah.
Because why don't they clear it?
It's not over the top crazy, but it's just kind of, you know, you're putting your toe in the crazy door.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't know. It just makes me feel like I have to clear it. I have to see 0-0-0.
I know, dude. It's
It's that urgency to do it that makes you crazy.
It needs to be finished, yeah. But you are more than welcome into the club here, buddy.
Welcome. Come on,
wait. I bet he's also a big corrector.
Are you a corrector, Zeke?
No.
Okay, good.
Al, you are wrong.
Lost that bet.
Yeah. Zeke, how are you with notifications on your phone? Can you handle that?
Say it again.
Notifications on your phone, like the little red bubbles?
Yeah.
I have to clear all of that too.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You and I are the same.
You would hate my phone, my friend.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
You would hate my phone.
Mine too, yeah.
Thousands of unread messages.
How many?
I can't stand that. Y'all are insane.
Right. Phone calls, voicemails, thousands.
Get ready for this, Zeke. Big Al and I are going to announce how many unread messages
we
have.
Wait, me too.
And Justin. Al, how many unread messages?
It doesn't go up that high.
You can go ahead.
Mine is unread messages 401.
Why?
Whoa!
Why?
Oh my
gosh!
I know, bro.
I'm so mad.
I'm 649.
Oh my god!
Oh, Lord.
Messages, Text messages?
These are texts or emails?
This is text.
Justin doesn't even want to read his. He put his phone down after hours.
Mine's 76.
Wow. 76
text?
Text.
Yeah. Why don't you just answer them or delete them?
I will.
I don't know.
I will today.
I understand email, but text?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get back to everybody.
My unanswered emails is so high.
Zeke's trying to.
It's 22...16.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't even know what that is.
What were you saying, Zeke?
Yeah, what were you going to say, Zeke?
I think the highest messages I've ever had that I have not read is like 4.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
I can tell you right now, I have a 0 unread text, 0 unopened email, and 0 missed calls.
Zeke, sorry, wow. Sorry about upsetting you this morning, man.
It's all right. I'm having a good time.
We love you, buddy. Thank you for calling. Welcome
Thanks,
to the club.
Yes, an article from the Daily Mail from last November says Kylie Jenner has 1,600 unread text messages.
1,600? See?
Mm. Seems low.
That means we're fine.
1,600, that's a lot.
Yeah. And she's rich. So she's doing something right.
Very.
If I had her number, I'd text. Hi.
What's up, Chris? What's up, Christopher?
Hey, it's Jay Christopher. She's back.
Hey.
Sounds like Gay Pride Month.
What's making me crazy today? First of all, JC, there's 401 messages. 400 of them from me, so answer me, damn it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, Chris.
My first, wrong segment. What makes me crazy right now is the fact that, don't y'all agree, JC is just one sexy son of a biscuit eater.
And that makes you crazy?
Yes, he is.
Well, it does make me crazy because you want to answer my text.
You're making me blush.
I don't want to make your wife mad. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mrs. JC.
You,
Mrs. JC.
You, gay men and women, single women, all feel the same way.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for brightening my day.
I got 2 words: spank bank. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
I still love y'all very dearly.
Love you
and,
too.
And unlike the prom dress right now, one eye's telling the other, let's pack our bags and go. All right. I love y'all.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
He gave us a bunch of different sayings right there. I like that.
Yeah. What just happened?
Oh, man. I want whatever coffee he drinks. I love Chris. That's my guy right there. Good times with Christopher. Yeah, you're in the club, by the way, Chris.
What a great compliment to you, JC.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you feeling pretty today?
Yeah, now I feel pretty.
Yes.
I feel pretty
She's
now.
She's a pretty girl.
Thanks, buddy. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm like beside myself. This is surreal. I've been trying to get through to you guys since I was probably 8 years old, back when Kid was on.
Aw. Well, you finally got on, and it's to join our Does That Make Me Crazy Club. So what you been up to? What do you do?
I have trouble driving at night, and I'd rather somebody else drive me because I want to watch the sky for UFOs.
Oh, my God.
Amen, sister.
You and my boyfriend are in the same boat.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that.
Amanda.
Looking for aliens.
Have you seen one yet?
No, and I'm scared to see one. I don't want to see one, but
you do.
You do.
I do. I want to have proof.
Have you? So you have, but you've never seen one.
Yeah, I don't think you're crazy.
I don't think so. I've seen Starlink, but that's it.
Yeah, you're not crazy. I think you're curious, just like the rest of us, Amanda. So you get out there, and when you see one, you better give us a call back, okay?
All right, I will for sure. Y'all have a great morning. Love you guys.
Too. Love you too, Amanda.
Bye.
Keep looking up.
That's where the UFOs are.
I'd like to talk to that lady that's on the space station to see if she's seeing anything. Because she's been up there like 2 years, I think. She's set a record.
What's going on there?
Yeah, you got to know some stuff.
Let's take one last one here from Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be on. I've waited so long.
I know. And I'm curious to see what your craziest. Go ahead. What is it?
Okay. Well, my craziest is, I go to work at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
At 8:45, if I'm not at work, I call in and tell them I'm going to be late, even though I have 15 minutes left, and I'm going to be there in about a minute.
That makes you an excellent employee.
Right, because my friend taught her children, if you are on time, you are late.
Yep. So.
So that's their mentality now.
That's a good kind of crazy to have. Yeah, that makes you a good. That's good right there, Brittany.
So then what are you if you're late?
Super late.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Nah, he's trying to confuse you, Brady. Don't fall into his trap.
So if you're already late, if you're on time, what are you if you're late?
Just go home at that point.
Absent.
Hey, Brittany, what do you do if you're late? What do you do if you're late for a contest?
What do I do for a contest?
If you're late for one.
There you go. That's a little segue.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is, Brittany. Hey, we're gonna open up the phone line for you to call us back and try to win some money. Okay, Brittany?
Okay, have a great day.
Love you.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Yeah, that means it's time for Big Money. What is that, Kid Nation? We got $1,000 in the jackpot and a brand new sound for you. This is the first time it's ever going to be played. So let's take a listen to it. That is tough.
Oh, I know.
Okay, there's the sound. You just heard it. I know you want us to play it again. We can't. That's the rules. But you can give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if your caller's number 11, 12, and 13, you will get the first chance to win that money and take the first guess here with Big Money. What is that? Next.
I think you should totally check out KidNation.com. And if you can't find it,
Google it, dude.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way.